back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, joining us by phone now, Cantor Kevin Hildebrand. Good morning. How are you this morning, Cantor Hildebrand?
Good morning, Andy. Good to be with you.
Good to have you with us. I always enjoy our conversations, and because it usually revolves around music and the church's music, the church's song. So thanks for talking with us this morning. How are things in at beautiful Concordia Theological Seminary this morning?
Things are good. This is always a busy time on the seminary campuses. We're just a couple weeks away from the vicarage and call mm-hmm. services, where the students going out on vicarage will find out where they're going, and then, of course, the men being placed for their first calls will find out mm-hmm. what those are. And so it's a high anticipation in a good way on our campuses.
I'm sure that you can feel the electricity on campus.
That's one way of putting it.
Perhaps a little anxiety, too, but also excitement as well. I'm sure it's a great time to be on campus. Now, you know, in the future, perhaps we could be creative about this, and we could just chant the whole segment when talking about the upcoming workshops.
Well, I'm not sure that would be totally necessary, but...
Well, tell us, you serve at, what's your official title at Concordia Theological Seminary?
I'm Cantor, mm-hmm. Cantor of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne.
Very good. And what does that position entail? What are your responsibilities as Cantor?
Yeah, well, you know, the title Cantor, I think, is experienced maybe a little bit of a renaissance in mm-hmm. places in the church. That title dates back to the Reformation itself, and it refers to an individual interested in leading the song of the church in, you know, a particular location, and leading really not so much with one's own voice, but by means of leading a group of singers, a choir, and leading by instruments. Whether it's organ or other keyboard instruments or wind or strings instruments, the cantor is responsible for leading the song of the church, especially the singing of the congregation. And so the seminary's custom is we've been using that historic term from all the way back from the days of Martin Luther. And so I and my colleague, Cantor Matthew Mockimer, are in charge of leading the song here on our campus, and to help teach the church as well.
Very good. And it extends beyond just the seminary campus and the typical seminarian or the seminary students, those, you know, preparing for pastoral ministry or deaconess ministry. There are opportunities for those who serve the church in a variety of ways, and that includes some of the workshops, the summer workshops coming up this year.
Absolutely, right. We have about 25 years ago, my recently retired colleague, Richard Resch, mm-hmm. Started the series of summer workshops for church organists to come and improve their skills in leading the singing of the congregation through their playing. And we continue that to this day. Every summer we have these wonderful workshops.
Well, tell us about the
sure.
Well, let's talk about the organist. Yep. Let's begin with that. The organist. How does the organist serve? How does the organist lead the congregation in the church's song?
Yeah, the most important singing that happens in the divine service is the singing of the congregation. And as church music has developed over the centuries, really, the song of the church is largely led and encouraged by the instrumental accompaniment and leadership, particularly of the organ. I mean, the organ has risen to the top of a single instrument that can lead the singing of a large group of people. That's why one of the reasons why organs, you know, have that place in churches. And so we instruct organists and encourage them at these workshops to be very mindful of that, mm-hmm. and the maintaining a steady and healthy tempo for the hymn singing, finding what registrations, those different sounds that the organ can produce, what combinations of those are helpful and appropriate for congregational singing even we talk about topics of how one introduces a hymn. You know, we need, you know, to establish the tempo and express the text in an appropriate way, and find creative and resourceful ways to introduce that song to the singers, so that then the singers can sing that with skill and confidence.
Mm-hmm. And the music of the church, the song of the church, is such an important part of the divine service, of the prayer services. It carries God's word. It helps us carry God's word with us beyond that service, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the things that we even encourage with our workshops for organists, and I'll add we branch out a little bit. We also have one of our workshops that includes a time for pianists and keyboard players, because mm-hmm. there's many of those good instrumentalists who are leading the song of the church in their parishes, for them to come and learn those same techniques, whether they're playing on a piano or organ or using other instruments. That of course the song of the church in hymns and liturgy is proclaiming and confessing. Those choices that we make are exceedingly important. So we also have segments in our workshops where we're in the classroom, and my colleague Dr. Paul Grimm is teaching a section of our workshops about the theology of worship. What it means to be Christian, what it means to be Lutheran, and confess that faith in the choices that we're making. We spend some time talking about making choices on hymns, or making choices on choir music, or a vocal ensemble. What choices are those singers going to put forward in the divine service? That's a real art as church leaders, both pastors and church musicians, in being theologically informed to make wise and careful and faithful choices for their congregations.
Absolutely. If you're leading the church's song, that we want to lead in a faithful way and certainly in the right direction.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Great advice.
Absolutely. And so that's a big part, I think, of. Mm-hmm. Of these workshops, in addition to the nuts and bolts of this is how one plays, and let's check the tempo here, and whoops, we missed a note right here, let's fix that and work on some pedal technique. Just an overall ethos of what choices are we going to make? How are we being informed? And we want to be informed by God's word and our Lutheran confessions and really be faithful in those choices that we're making. And in essence, we're really putting words and tunes in the mouths and hearts and lips of our congregation members.
Tell us a little more of the details about the workshops coming up this summer. It looks like they're in June.
That's right. Last 2 weeks of June. We have two levels, ability levels of workshops. One we simply call a basic level workshop, and that's designed for beginning organists. And that's the week that we also have a track in that workshop for pianists or keyboard players who are using those instruments in leading the congregation song. A lot of the ideas that apply to organists, tempo, good leadership of the singing of the congregation, also applies to pianists and other keyboard players. So that's one week. That's the week of June 15th through 19th. And then a second week, we simply call intermediate level for more advanced organists, is the following week, June 22nd through 26th. On our seminary website, we have a brochure and information about these workshops, and that's simply at CTSFW, or Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, ctsfw.edu/organist workshop. And we have a little, it's kind of a checklist in our brochure that helps individuals decide which workshop is right for me, to help them determine or self-evaluate this is my ability level and my comfort level in playing what I'm comfortable with, whether I'm using pedals or not, and my sight reading ability, and that will help them determine which workshop is right for them.
Very good. And I coming to Fort Wayne then for a couple of days, are there housing options on campus or assistance with finding housing or lodging in the area?
Sure. Well, we have our housing right here on campus. Most of our participants just simply do that. People mm-hmm. also have the option if they want to take care of their own housing arrangements here in town and take care of that on their own. That's an option too. But otherwise, our participants are here. It's from Monday through Friday. We start bright and early Monday morning. Many of our participants will come Sunday before. Sometimes, especially if they're traveling from a distance, they'll leave on Sunday after church. We've had people from almost every state in the union come and spend these 5 days with us. And some people lovingly refer to it as Oregon Camp, and spending time, you know, with our whole class, with our instructors. With the seminary community is a real formative time. Seminary is a very bustling place during those last 2 weeks of June. We have some of our summer courses going on. Our Greek students are here, busy working away at mastering that language. During those 2 weeks also, we have a organization called the Christ Academy, which is for high school young men mm-hmm. who might be exploring the office of the Holy Ministry. And so those participants that come to our organist and musician workshops those last 2 weeks of June will get a real flavor of seminary life. They're interacting with everyone on campus in our chapel time, if they're eating meals in the dining hall, if they visit and spend some time in our beautiful new library. They're really getting a flavor of campus life and this beautiful time of year to be on this campus. We're happy to welcome them during that time.
And for those listening who are not church musicians, this would certainly be something to encourage your church musicians to consider this summer, to perhaps sponsor them, send them to the musician workshops. That's
absolutely
a great thing.
Absolutely. We get pastors will ask about that, and we'll encourage their church musicians to go. And sometimes a very encouraging way is some congregations have said, well, we'll take care of or assist with the financial arrangements or travel arrangements to get them there. And that's very, very appreciated.
Very good. Again, Concordia Theological Seminary, the website ctsfw.edu/organist-workshops. You can find information on the website, including registration and all kinds of details. And you can print you can download and print a brochure. Great stuff. Thank you so much, Cantor Hildebrand, for being our guest this morning on His Time, sharing with us about these workshops coming up in June at Concordia Theological Seminary.
My pleasure. Thanks, Andy.
You bet. God's blessings.
Bye-bye.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Before that, I want to remind you about the upcoming Share-a-thon, April 23rd through the 25th. We're going to have a lot of fun. We'll have a number of guests, a variety of guests and hosts during those couple of days, those 3 days. Hope you can join us for that, listeners. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study Luke chapter 5 with Pastor Kais from St. Peter the Fisherman in Lincoln City, Oregon, right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.